The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050, WTKA online at WTKA.com. Sam Webb, Mr. Ira Weintraub on the other side of the county. You know what that music means. It means it's the time of the show where we give you the latest and the greatest in football and or basketball recruiting. Take your recruiting questions at this time and this time only. 734-998-1050. You can tweet us at Michigan Insider. Tweet me directly at SamWeb77. Of course, you can email us at studio@WTKA.com. The recruiting roundup is brought to you by our friend and your friend. If and when you need him, you know his name, folks. His name is Joe Simon, Ann Arbor criminal defense attorney and WTKA legal insider, Joe Simon. So if you or a loved one are facing criminal charges or a police investigation, no better option than our friend Joe. You hear Joe breaking down legal issues on these airwaves. He brings the same analysis and expertise to all of his clients and cases, which is why Joe is so highly reviewed by his clients and peers. You can find the law offices of Joseph A. Simon located right across the street from the Big House. You can also find Joe at themichigandefenders.com. Again, themichigandefenders.com. You can also find Joe coming up tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour here on the Michigan Insider doing the Michigan football breakdown. Looking back over last week's game, looking ahead to this week's game against Michigan State. He goes back over the film he watches the game just like you and I and passionate Michigan fans. But then he goes back over the film and puts on his coach's hat, coaching hat from years as a prep coach, sees things through a more discerning eye, but from the fan perspective, which I keep offering up. I mean, I hear fans all the time saying, hey, man, I don't see it like Andy. And I don't see it like Al. Joe represents me. He represents my perspective. Can really dig into it and offer some X's and O's and ask the questions that we fans are asking. Thinks the things that we fans are thinking. Does a great job of that. We're going to be back into it. You should know that the clips that Joe has, already separated out for conversation tomorrow, they are up on his website. themichigandefenders.com, so you can go take a look at them now, and you can know what we're going to be talking about tomorrow when he comes on. All right, so there you go. Getting into the recruiting roundup, we have a number of questions about Damani Jackson, the number one corner in the country in 2022. Will Johnson, a five-star corner in 2022 here in the state. About a crystal ball to Ohio State for Damani Jackson. A couple crystal balls yesterday. Will Johnson, some Ohio State. But there's some things going on down with Ohio State. Sounds like they're on the verge of some significant adds to their class. A lot of buzz down there at the moment. And, you know, they've been recruiting lights out, as has been typical of them here. For some time now. But as it relates to those two, I'm going to get into this deeper on the MichiganInsider.com a little bit later on. What I will say here and now, what I said earlier, or what I said yesterday on the MichiganInsider.com, I've got no indication that there's anything imminent with either of those two guys, and that's after checking with both camps, both of their families, yesterday. So regardless of what the current circumstance may or may not be, timeline suggests that at the very least, even if things are skewing the way that some think they are, and again, I'll address that, these things are, they're both a long way from, I mean, you know, the amount of a panic that I heard coming from the fan base yesterday just is not warranted, does not fit the situation. All right, and I'll get into the whys of it on the MichiganInsider.com a little bit later. So, but what I wanted to spend some time on today, my initial plan was to talk about a young man that I imagine some Michigan fans have written off. I understand why. A recruitment that maybe they've grown somewhat tired of. I understand why. And maybe they will be surprised to hear me say it's still of relevance to Michigan. And I can understand why. But Drew Kendall. Yeah, four-star offensive lineman Drew Kendall. Top 247 offensive lineman Drew Kendall. Michigan is still in the mix for Drew Kendall. You know, he's a young man who's had a shifting timeline for months. He was going to decide in the summer. He was going to decide in September. I mean, it's at one point, Drew Kendall's crystal balls were all pointed in Michigan's direction. Now all of his crystal balls are pointed, including mine, at Boston College. He is rated the number 12 offensive guard in the country. He is number 155 overall, according to 24/7 Sports, the internal rankings. You look at the composite rankings, which bring in the other ranking services, an aggregate or average of sorts, and you get the number 9 offensive guard in the country. So a little bit higher, number 130 overall, about 6'4", some change, about 260 pounds. Parents are BC alums, right? Now, a lot of the focus, to rewind the tape and bring you up to speed on where things are, a lot of the opinions on where things stand as far as the moving and shifting of his timeline, as far as that's concerned, a lot of the opinions are really focused on Stanford being the cause for that. That, you know, a desire to get out and visit, get out to Palo Alto, see what it's all about, that was the holdup, if that was the reason for the delay, if, you know, all things being equal, he would see them and then probably still, you know, either go there or wind up at Boston College, right? He made it out to Palo Alto, had a nice visit. Everything that I'm getting so far, and this is from, you know, making a few calls, finding out Michigan's still in, communication with Michigan has been ongoing, hasn't ceased. So while our coverage maybe hasn't been as intense with this young man, the contact with Michigan has been consistent. Made it out to Palo Alto. Good visit. Not great visit from what I'm hearing. Not blown away. As a matter of fact, from what I gather, made it out there and just is kind of this distance thing. I don't know if I'm feeling being this far away. That's the vibe that I'm getting coming off of that visit. And then when you look at the BC part of it, it's like, man, I mean, he could have, if he liked BC that much, I mean, you got all the time. It's close to home. You got the alumni status of your family. You've been prioritized, right? You got all those things working in Boston College's favor, and I still have my crystal ball on Boston College. Ultimately think that's where the focus is. It is, I mean, from a, you know, maybe from a pathway to playing time, the most seamless path of them all, you would think. You know, all those factors still point in Boston College's favor, and yet he hasn't committed to Boston College yet. And yet he's maintained the communication with Michigan. It's closer to home. You got the academic athletic balance. You know he's feeling Ed Warner. And if you looked at that first game, you saw how that offensive line performed, you're like, damn, this dude can coach his ass off. As if we didn't know that already. Might make you go, Might make you say, maybe I need to look a little harder. And I'm not ready to switch my crystal ball. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to lead you astray when it comes to skepticism, because I'm skeptical too. But when I took a few calls yesterday, I'm like, I think you got a point. I think you got a point. I mean, he's had plenty of time to be BC. And he still may be BC, but the fact that he continues to talk to Michigan, and he made it out to Stanford, and he came back from everything that I'm hearing, saying, that's far. It makes it sound like Michigan is at least a possibility, which I started to think it was just for show. It's just part of the list. Not a real shot here. I don't think that's the case. They're still in it. Again, I'm not switching to crystal ball. I still have it on BC, but it ain't over. I think is maybe the overriding theme of today's recruiting roundup. If you missed this or any other recruiting roundup, you can always go to WTKA.com, pull it down on the podcast. It's always uploaded before the end of the show. When we come back on the other side, we will get to the top dog of the week with our friends from the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050, WTKA, The Ticket, Ann Arbor, Cumulus Station.